One afternoon, I was heading up Highway 59 toward Nacogdoches when I noticed a dog lying on the side of the road. I could tell he was alive, so I pulled over to check it out. As I approached the dog, he suddenly jerked his head up and snarled at me. He was demanding that I keep my distance. I could tell he was injured, and he wanted no part of anybody helping him. How ironic. I wanted to help him, and he wanted no part of it. Fast forward, I eventually was able to snooker the dog into my truck and get him to a vet. That episode has reminded me through the years about my own upsets. When I feel an upset, I snarl and I shake a fist at the person or the thing that triggered my upset. Now, there's your irony. My upset is inside of me, but rather than facing my unsettled emotion, I do what I must to silence the trigger. Can you relate? Here's the thought I want you to carry through this week. Your emotion that we call upset is intentionally designed to serve you.
What?
Did he just say my upset is a good thing? Is Roberto off his rocker? Well, maybe I am. I know. It's hard to imagine that upset has value, but it does. Only if you let it. Take the hammer and the sander, for instance. Now, you cannot smooth out the wood with the hammer. That's not its purpose. And so the hammer has no value to you. Using any tool for its purpose brings value. Otherwise, it's useless, right? Using your upset for its intended purpose can bring great benefit. How? By recognizing that your upset is only trying to get your attention. Something inside you is being gut punched, and you've been trying to quell the puncher. Now, let's get real with this thing. I'm totally with you. Every bone in my body wants to get back at the woman who didn't like my book. I wanted to cut her down. What is wrong with that woman? Why, she must be stupid. And how about that guy who stood me up for lunch? What an irresponsible jerk. Why, that man should be tarred and feathered. My, my. How we puke our upset out on them. It only feels natural, right? I mean, if not for them, I wouldn't feel this upset. I want you to try and flip what you make upset mean. Wouldn't it be great to not carry the toxic weight of feeling upset at the world? The world isn't going to change, so we might as well change you and how you hold this thing we call upset. Now, the woman who didn't like my book, she was just a trigger. She was triggering my own lack of confidence in my book. Otherwise, her comment would not have penetrated me, right? And the guy who stood me up, well, that's who he is. It had nothing to do with my value or importance. And that just gave me cause for the pause to remind myself of my own value. Flip your irritation at them into a fascination with your own response to them. Clearly, your upset is about you, not them. Allow your upset to take you inside. Allow it to consider what might need healing or simply what needs reassuring or redefining. There's a tremendous freedom when you live life on the side of healing and growth versus animosity and paybacks. God factory installed this thing called upset, my friend. It's a tool. Use it per instructions. It's a sander to hone and refine, not a hammer to strike. Hey, this is Rob, and this is my love and encouragement from my family to yours.